приветствуем сразу нашу интернациональную церковь, да, виртуальную.
Church, our virtual church, our audience. Welcome, beloved.
Мы рады, что вы сегодня
можете быть с нами. You can be with us here today. Okay, beloved family.
Сегодня будет уникальное слово.
Today I will have a very unique word. I'll say this.
It will go with
things that I shared last Sunday.
Знаете, я почему-то Богом как бы сейчас вот последние несколько месяцев был затянут просто.
These last couple of months I've been taken by God in some sort of reality where the Lord is releasing truths and you know it's just plain words. It's not picking and choosing words really.
Не подбирая слов, не выискивая каких-то моментов, не жалея людей вообще. Вы знаете, и когда я читал,
They were different. They had this thing that they really didn't care for themselves. No matter what, they would go and speak the word of the Lord with boldness, with that pain that God placed it in them. And otherwise, that word would not have power. So, beloved, I'll say this. Today's message is for generals, really, for people that really want to achieve something or change something onto this earth. This message is not for the great masses that doesn't do anything and not planning on doing anything. They're just waiting for an occasional good word on Sunday. I'll say this word is more, it went like drove over me seriously this whole week. And today I want to share this with you. These are just my thoughts. This is how I live. This is what I think about more and more. This is what's captivated me more than anything. You know, I'm interested in many different things, signs, wonders, miracles, the move of God, but this particular thing gets to me the most. And this message is called Forming a Generation. Beloved, I want to talk to you about a very unique message. So listen to me with your heart. You know, church, I really don't care for a while now about emotional flares, as people call revival. I cannot call revival something that will end in 2 months. That's not revival, church.
It's just
a splash of emotions, a touch of the Spirit, call whatever, a small wind of the Spirit, but you cannot call that changing or transformation of generation. It's like everything else comes and goes. I don't believe that the kingdom of God comes and leaves. I believe when it comes, it remains till the end, church. My dream, maybe some of you are searching for occasional flash or explosion of revival. You're not in that church. I'm not searching for that. I'm searching for the move of God that will change not two people, but nations and hearts of our generation. And I don't know how long it's going to take me to ask God. Some people ask questions, Pastor, why don't we have this? Why don't we have this?
Да потому что меня это не интересует.
I am not interested in that.
Кто продолжает дергаться, тогда дергайтесь
с миром Божьим. May the Lord be with you. It really doesn't matter to me. You know how I love that as well, and I approve of it. And sometimes I love watching you rolling on the floor. Beloved, that's not my main thing, but listen to me.
Послушайте мое сердце.
Listen to my heart. I sometimes also myself love being in the glory, rolling around on the ground. I love it. I love laying around and being slain in the Spirit and laugh here. And when the Holy Spirit comes, you know what? You can't do anything when the Holy Spirit comes and you all start laughing. But beloved, I'm begging my generation for you to understand that this is not what God is searching to do. This is an occasional wind of the Spirit where you're being filled with the Spirit. Someone got healed from pain or through some sort of movement of the Spirit. Someone received freedom from the spirit of death. We read these testimonies constantly, but beloved, right now I'm speaking to grown individuals here, for mature people, formation of the generation. What is formed currently? What do we see at the moment? This is what we're going to talk about today. Truthfully, just truthfully, without, I'll say this, not many emotions will be involved. We'll just weigh these things. We will think like people that went through many things, seen many things. Just look at it. So, I cannot call these flares revivals. No, I stopped searching
for
short revivals. More and more, I'm interested in the move of God and His kingdom on this earth. More and more, I'm interested in that when we leave this earth, what remains for the future generation? What remains for our children? Beloved, I'm begging you, Lord, have mercy if this is what's going to happen, is what we were left with by our forefathers.
я вам серьезно говорю, я умоляю Бога, дай Бог. Это то, что мы видим сейчас вокруг нас. Не дай упаси Бог. Это вообще Богом назвать нельзя.
You can't call it God. It's absolutely a sect without rules and regulations where you don't even need God. Just sit there, dress properly, do and say right things, and you will be holy till the end of your life. Never even share the things that you go through on the inside, or if you're demonically possessed, or things like that. You got to be a righteous member of the church. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying is that when our hearts are formed, our generation hungers for God. Not 2 hours a week by sitting on the chair in a church. That's not church. People that are not able not to speak about him, not to think about him, not to pray to him. They have been captivated, captured by him. They are in love with him. Formation of the generation church, but to see that, first of all, you have to be like that. Otherwise, you'll only give the things that you are or you have currently. You're with me. This message is for the mature individuals. I understand. A lot of people come and visit us, and right now, beloved, we're going to have an occasional conference next weekend. I beg you, do not miss it. When these prophets come, one of the serious individuals comes from California. I ask you to receive that impartation, take it into your spiritual DNA, and please imparted unto others.
Честно говоря, я устал развлекать.
I tell you this, I'm tired of entertaining, you know, Christianity. That's not doing it. It's just waiting for a popular individual that will satisfy them and will not be in their way of their lifestyle. Pastor, hurry up, give me a new revelation, and enough is enough. I have a couple of people waiting for me, I got to take care of business. Pastor, hurry up, finish up speaking out of litigation coming up. Stop, finish the service, my boat is ready, my tent is put together, my friends are waiting for me.
Beloved,
when are we going to spread out our spiritual nets for fishing? When are we going to prepare that boat where Jesus was in? And those nets that he was talking about, nets to catch, he says, I will make you catcher of men. When these men, when will they rise up? Not just a crowd, ones that comes and listens to the pastor speak, occasional good word. It's just like, wow, it's going to just really make an impact. And I felt today, church was good.
Вы знаете, you know, я просто, честно говорю, я устал от этого.
I'm
я не хочу, я никогда этим
this.
Человеком не был.
I was never that person.
В моем присутствии ты больше дискомфортнее,
you know,
чем комфортнее. Потому что, чтобы слышать правду, нужно даже иметь какой-то
truth,
уровень смелости.
You've got to have some sort of level of bravery to even say it or even listen to it.
Вы знаете, я долго-долго задавал Богу вопрос.
I was asking God this question for a while. And the church of our days, how is it that it's in this condition where she's at today and who she is currently?
Можно много сейчас придумывать вещей, почему
церковь пришла
туда, почему церковь пришла сюда.
Why church has gotten here or there? Beloved, explain to me this. Why is it churches that don't know each other, they're not moving in the same spirit? Again, stop. Listen, churches that are different continents, they're in the same spirit.
I
understand when we hung out together and we have same jokes and whatever, and we have same speech, same things that we look for, but explain this to me, how a whole generation that's spread out in many different countries, different cities, never even seen each other, do not even know each other, never even, they have the same spirit, explain that to me. You know, I started thinking about these serious things, why is that like that, how does it happen, what is this,
apparently,
it's that right there is formation of the generation. Listen to me very carefully. Someone formed that. Subconsciously, we ourselves don't even understand. Like we have been formed into that, those individuals. You know what you're fighting? You're not fighting yourself. You're fighting the formation of DNA that has been brought into us somewhere way back then. You didn't even think about it. You just swallowed it. You fed off of it. And it became your foundation. And now if that would be taken away from you, therefore, quote unquote, you feel discomfort. Beloved, what is that? And you know, often I start asking God questions that people cannot answer. This is why I don't really spend that much time with people, because I don't receive much from them, honestly. So I care about him. He explains things to me. And I said, God, what is that? And God started explaining these things to me that I will share with you today. I've talked about them before, but I never put it together into one big fist and smacked it. So listen to me. Formation of generation or forming generation. How is it the church turned from the one that carried the love of God, healing of God, into the one that resists everything that is alive, that is supernatural, that is from heaven? Without emotions, church, let's just think. She started out righteous. Church started, I'm not talking about organizations or denominations, I don't really care about it. It's all one thing. Swamp, it's just different names. They have the same spirit. And this is what I'm saying. How is it? They don't even, they even battle each other, but they are of the same spirit. That's why it's funny. Some wash their feet during communion, others don't. Some sit, some stand, whatever. It's the same spirit. They don't agree on one scripture, and then they divided and said, this is heresy.
Все в таком далеком болоте, и в таком глубоком кошмаре. И у них там они одно место из Библии не так понимают.
And what separates them is one particular scripture that they understand differently. My God.
Церковь превратилась из несущей любовь, исцеление Бога в ту, которая противостоит всему живому, духовному, небесному, сверхъестественному. Из ту, которая жила в славе неба, в несущую бесславие, ложь и лицемерие. И это сплошь и рядом. Это, вы знаете, я вообще говорю, мое служение, это был сплошной эксцидент.
It's an accident.
Я просто несколько раз за кафедрой высказал некоторые фразы, и это захватило мое поколение.
Кто-то captivated my generation.
А оказывается, я просто высказал когда-то, даже не думая, это даже не было тем, это когда-то просто высказал мое недовольство.
I just shared my opinion about these things. Of course, I was kicked out from that church, from that church. I was discommunicated and shunned, whatever. It's all good. That's how it's supposed to be.
Если назвали хозяина дома Бельзевулом, сатаной, то не тем более
as Jesus said, if you, if they call the lord of the house Beelzebub, so how about the ones that live in that house?
Это даже честь, это чин.
That's an honor to be called like that.
Сатану не называют.
Satan is not, they don't call Satan Satan. You know, everybody knows that he, Satan, they don't say, oh, he's Satan, look at him, that's Satan. Everybody knows who he is. They don't call him names. They need someone who's not Satan to call him Satan. They pour out dirt on the ones that are clean. They don't pull out dirt on the dirty ones. Again, I'll repeat that. This is very deep. They don't pour dirt on dirt. Dirt does not require another level of dirt. Dirt is being poured out onto the things that are clean. Heretics are called the ones that are speaking the truth. The heretics are not called heretics. Everybody knows that they're heretics. So they're not even using that word. So be wise when you hear certain words and phrases. When people say this is a heretic, I know that that guy is really not a heretic, so I want to check him out. When they say that's satanic power, I really want to look into there, because 99.9% that most likely is not satanic. That is the true power of God. This is what I'm saying. I'm saying that this is where church is today. Everything that's alive, they call dead, and what's dead, they consider pleasurable and good. Right now, inside of us, we could have living many different demons and speak from the podium that Christians cannot possibly have demons. Of course, pastor, you don't have them in you. They're comfortable in you.
Им не выгодно, чтобы ты это говорил.
It's not profitable for them to share, for you to share this. You know what? The fish rots from the head.
Я смотрю на весь этот ужас, который сейчас называется христианством.
И я реально плачу,
потому что
часто
задаю себе вопрос, как можно ли что-то вообще изменить?
Can we even change?
Вы знаете, отец ответил на мой вопрос очень просто. Он говорит, сын, это формирование поколения.
Was a formation of the generation. This is the generation where we live in right now. It was formed, took years.
The whole structure worked on them.
This spirit was passed on subconsciously. We ourselves did not know. We're not even aware. We did not understand. We heard messages. We see and we saw these things, these laws and regulations that were invested into these structures. These structures had nothing in common with God. It's like a spirit of communism. It's like the same in Russia or in China, or Cuba. The spirit of communism has a special spirit. They even speak different languages, for instance, physically, but that spirit is the same. They even dress the same. Beloved, we have to understand that is a spirit. God does not create that. God creates freedom. He creates colors. He creates beauty, different things, diverse things. Only demons make everything gray, make everyone look the same.
Дорогие мои, Бог создал свободу.
You know what? God created freedom.
Блудный сын развернулся, ушел. Никто его не учил от церкви отца.
No one discommunicated him from his father's house.
Вы тут, да?
You with me?
Никто не отлучил.
No one kicked him out or said that's it, we shun you.
Когда он пришел, никто не сказал, back, на задней лавочке,
oh, that's it. You sit in the back row, you gotta spend there for 10 years too.
Как у нас назывался этот ряд?
How was that row called in our old churches? Do you guys remember?
Ряд прокаженных, галерка, я помню еще, как там называлось. То есть там у нас был такой, знаете, ну, я думаю, это у всех был. Это люди, знаете, как этот ряд называют? Я этот ряд назвал людей, которые имели честь рассказать то, что они попали и исповедоваться.
И все остальные, 99% лжецов,
которые должны быть там, а эти должны быть в первом ряду за свою
честь. Подождите.
Я предупреждаю.
I gave you guys the warning.
Смотри.
Look.
Уникально, как уничтожаются люди чести.
It's unique how people of honor are destroyed. What's unique is how cultivated. If you will share the truth, we will destroy you. If you will hide it, then you will be the most honorable individual in the church. If you are truthful and you share the things that you've done and confess, all churches, the whole church will know about it.
Твое исповедание будет достоянием не только церкви.
Your confession will be not only for the church, but other churches will know about it.
Уникально, как
what's unique is that
без оглашения этого учения это продвинулось так
without
сильно, что лицемерие и ложь это почет, а правда, честь
people
это
know that that's how it is like. And don't you dare say the truth, because you know you're going to be in the back row.
Расскажи,
just try. Truthfully say things that you've done and what you did in your past life. You will never see the future in that church. You have to continue living a lie to be in honor. Isn't that horrible, church? I want to ask this question. Who washes away the sin? Deacon, pastor, bishop, or is it the blood of Jesus?
Вспоминает ли Христос грехи?
Does Christ remember the sins?
Я прощу.
He says, I forgive and do not even remember them ever.
Why?
To this day, our sins are remembered in those congregations, in those rows.
Why?
What? No one wants to talk about these things, huh?
Но это ж, как американцы говорят, common sense.
But this is what Americans call common sense, right? I'm just thinking and sharing what I'm thinking.
Я понимаю, что I understand
someone might not need this message here, but there are those that are watching us online, thousands of them will really need this. They're seriously waiting for someone to voice this out, to bring light into it. I guess I would be the scapegoat. I'm used to it. You be clean, I'll be the dirty one. For you. For you. For you.
А ты продолжаешь жевать чипсы,
you continue chewing your chips and sitting on the couch and watch TV.
И верить в следующее движение.
And believe into the next move of God.
Итак, за нас жили те, кто сформировали это поколение, в котором мы живем сейчас.
The ones that lived before us formed the generation that we live in currently, and we fight the church. We're not fighting this generation, no.
Впечатление. Назревает то, что мы с вами сражаемся.
It looks like sometimes, and it's deceiving that we're fighting this generation, we're fighting these people. No, we do not fight generations. Look what we encounter.
We are not fighting or battling
people. We're fighting the yesterday's DNA, yesterday's doctrines, yesterday's movements that they carry upon themselves. In other words, right now we are in the generation where the previous generation was working with. And right now we are standing in this breaking point between generations. Either we will impart that DNA. You know how we impart DNA by not even saying or doing anything. DNA is just imparted. Or we will raise up for the truth and say no. You know how God brought me into global ministry?
Without,
all I did was speak the truth before two people. Then before my whole group, I spoke the truth. I wanted to help them. Every one of them, I wanted to help them. And was ready to give their life for those people. And then God said, I will take you further. You know how your ministry will start ministering to your surroundings right now. Show your surroundings that you have honor.
Покажи даже двум друзьям или трем
друзьям,
что в твоем присутствии этого не будет.
This is not going to be done. This is not going to be spoken. We're not going to talk about it. We will speak about God. Otherwise, I will be by myself and only speak with God.
О, это перевелось. Сейчас
that has been obviously taken out. Nobody does that.
Так мы сражаемся с вчерашним ДНК.
That's how we fight with yesterday's
DNA. Кто-то очень классно потрудился, кто-то передал, кто-то принес. И мы с вами сейчас, ты даже сам в себе это ДНК находишь. Ты до сих пор становишься на колени и говоришь, зачем я становлюсь? Мне Бог сказал или брат
научил?
Зачем я это ношу? Это мне Бог сказал или секта научила? Зачем я так молюсь? Это Бог сказал или они передали?
Or did they impart this to me? How and where do we get it all from?
If
you throw a Bible by accident into some sort of island, and that happened before, what's unique is that no one does the things that we usually do. People get on fire from God. How many different islands these aboriginal individuals, they walk around naked in the fire of the Holy Spirit.
But with us,
we have long,
I mean, the certain
length of a skirt, and if you don't have it, that's it, you're dead. Over there, you know, on the islands, people might be naked, even the pastor himself, and they don't care. I don't care. They praise God. You'll say it's their culture.
And
how is their culture different than our culture? I'm not saying that we're all got to be naked now. If you're going to go there, I can foretell the thought that's going through your head right now. It's like a position of a teacher. Catch all these different thoughts and stop them in the process.
No,
I understand and honor different communities and different cultures. I'm speaking about a moment where people share about God. When you get there in 3 years, they don't have memberships, rules, regulations. They have revival, signs, wonders, and miracles. The dead are brought up back alive. Without outside elders and brotherhood, what they get is signs, wonders, and miracles. Beloved, read the book, John Fox's book about martyrs, how people would get onto these islands and there'd be great revivals happening there without doctrines, without anything. Simply, just give them Jesus, and Jesus will take care of everything else. You don't need to teach people. We have a teacher. This is why we're all in this confusion. We teach everyone. We took up the position of the Holy Spirit. But Jesus said He will teach you all things. That is the Holy Spirit. We lack the Holy Spirit. So now what we gotta do? We gotta teach the herd. Because we don't have people, we have herds. Just animals everywhere. No, really. That's what they call him. He is a shepherd, and these are his sheep. That's how they call it. I understand. Sheep, they're not very wise animals. He has the smallest brain of all animals. I understand why it's profitable for pastors to call their people sheep, to control their destinies. With our generation, it happened subconsciously. We didn't even think about it, but we swallowed that pill. We're under control, not even thinking. We went off to these rules and regulations, did not even turn on our brain. We got into these memberships, all these different baptisms that they have to do, all these confessions. What the Bible doesn't even tell us to do, all these different things that they do. It's not doctrinal. There's this new thing they shared with me recently. If you will leave the church, you have left the protection of the church. That's not biblical. Have you ever seen the church covering anybody? It doesn't exist. There's me and God, and then there's, Lord have mercy, you're going to stick yourself between me and God. My covering, please. Covering, oh no. I'd say a couple of things, but it's a Sunday service. I got to, you know, be good and watch my language. It's me and God. You understand?
Me and God,
and you, brother, I read the scripture. You're not in there, really. It is written, He's my Father, not you. Teacher, you're a teacher only to bring me to the true teacher. I'm only needed to you for you to bring me to the true teacher and let you go, and then allow you to be taught from God, and then continue bringing babies to Christ. That's my position.
So,
this happened with our generation subconsciously, but now, by knowing this principle, let's consciously form the next generation. You know what I find? You know what I find, church? You know why
Религия,
religion does not like us. Religion, the spirit is afraid of that.
Я вам честно говорю, там настоящие трансформейшн центры. Они все говорят нашими фразами.
Everyone shares
our phrases. Это не потому, что они стали подражать нам.
Not because they started copying us. They have the same DNA. For instance, in Europe, where they're covenant churches. They don't pray like that. Our heavenly Father. They say, Daddy.
Мы получаем массы писем.
We receive masses of letters. They don't pray like that. Our heavenly Father. They say, Daddy.
Значит, с папой начали знакомиться.
And that means that they finally encountered their true father.
But
do you know that that time when I'm saying these things,
I
am forming my generation.
Дорогие мои, я прошу вас,
beloved, I'm asking you, let's all take up our positions because I can have influence onto my surroundings and you have influence into your surroundings.
Let's
do this as people that are knowing what is it to form a generation, to form it.
Let's form it
upon truth, honor, power, and anointing. Let's form it upon the glory of the Father. Let's form it. You know what I've noticed?
You know, I'll say this. Даже зеленая травинка пробивает асфальт, и капля пробивает гранит.
Grass goes through
Только
concrete,
потому, что она не останавливается.
And raindrop can break through concrete, only because it does not
Давайте
stop. What I'm saying is, beloved, let's not stop.
Можете представить
Can
себе?
You imagine?
Мы всего лишь одна, совсем маленькая церковь,
small church,
которая уже натворили сколько?
Did
ну,
what already?
Знают,
oh, everyone knows about our results. All our Christian TV channels in Russia, they are all aware of it.
All those, you know,
undercover individuals that make YouTube clips about us, you know, thank you for all your videos. There's not a lot of them left. They're like out of season or something. You know, like on channels and TV, they have different shows that they do, different seasons.
О чем это говорит?
What is that
Когда
saying?
Про тебя начинают сочинять анекдоты, когда тебя начинают делать передачи, приколы и пантомимы, и тебя начинают копировать, даже
you,
враги.
Even
это самая большая честь, которая говорит о том, что ты вышел куда.
Somewhere.
So
we have to understand these things.
We,
by not even understanding, start forming our generation, and if we will not stop church, we will see how all our children will say, Daddy, they will search for him, they will be with him, they will be in the glory, they will have the honor.
Кто-то
and
понимает, да?
Many
вот
will come
вот,
into
вот
that.
And beloved, this message is for the mature ones. Not just
say pretty things for ears. No.
Right now, I want to go a little deeper and get to those individuals that are searching.
What do I have to do upon this earth? What can I do? And I tell you this. Start with the things that I started. Your surroundings, your community, where you're at, all your beloved families, they have to know your opinion, your clear understanding. What you think about these things. They all have to know who you are and what you are, believe me. And they're not going to hate you for long. Quickly, soon, they will shut their mouths. They're not going to tell you that. But they will honor you really. Seriously.
Because
you cannot not accept people that are clean and pure for a long time. Even your fruit will show them who you are. Why is it Christ and Nicodemus? Yeah, they were all crying out, crucify him. But in the night they'd come and study with him. They would tell him, we know who you are.
Beloved,
do you know that you and me, we have massive Nicodemus. People like that. They could be hidden under the veil of your relatives, or it could be your mom. Oh, daughter, you have left the faith of our fathers. What are you talking about? What faith? Faith is made up of works. Faith without works is dead. But inside that mom, she will probably think, look how interesting she's doing all these things. Those people do whatever they want, but this one, she's at encounter, she's at the home group, she's at prayers. What is happening? Year two, three, 4 years, they cannot speak badly about you. Then they'll say something is there because a man cannot be doing stupid things for a while. No, there's got to be power. So it's righteous. Just like alcoholics or drug users, they cannot do that if there isn't like a spirit that feeds that. They get hooked on it. So same principle is used by God. He takes you, he captivates you, and either one or not, you'll be like Jeremiah says, I wanted to keep my mouth shut, but there is a fire shut up in my bones. So you'll kind of be like Jeremiah if you'll try to do that.
Давайте сознательно формировать поколение.
Let's consciously form the generation and me. I knew that principle and I do these things consciously no matter where I go. Beloved, you can't even imagine how many people listen to the center and are transformed in that same spirit. It's unreal. If those of you will have an opportunity to go with me, some of you went, the musicians, the worship band, you went with me, and you saw, you will see what happens in our generation. The honor all goes to Jesus because no one in their right mind can do this. And already, over here, you have to accept either that there are two powers that are doing this, either God or the devil. But devil cannot heal, restore, praise Jesus, do signs, wonders, and miracles, transform thousands of individuals, restore families. The devil does not do that, okay? That's not his resume.
Не переживай, религия там уже выкрутилась.
Don't worry, but religion made up words and phrases that say that, yeah, it is the devil. The devil is bringing all of you into some sort of heresy.
Что?
What?
А? В заблуждение кого это уводит? Он
heresy, he's taking who, where, into his kingdom to confuse you? He's healing, so that you would think that it would be God doing it. No,
the devil works,
of course, probably more than the church. So what are we going to make Satan the bride of Christ? If, according to the words of religion, what they say is that the devil is working for the kingdom of heaven. All signs and wonders are from the devil. Do you understand that? Can you imagine? They say it's all from the devil. Everything that's happening, they say it, all denominations, whole denominations back over there. You're joking, you're laughing about it, but over there they have it in their rules and packets. It is all written that everything that is done, signs, wonders, and miracles, they consider it from the devil. You can find them online in their churches. You can read Baptist, charismatic churches, Pentecostal. You'd be shocked by the things that they believe and then they declare. Oh my goodness.
И под каждым уставом там, ну, Христос подписал.
And of course, it's like they sign their name, like as if it's Christ signed it. Hallelujah.
Вы знаете, мне нравится эволюция религии.
You know, I love evolution of
religion.
Знаете, когда-нибудь
назову
тему. You know, I will call this message sometime. I will call it one time.
Знаете,
I will speak on religious evolution. I remember when I was small.
Кольцо на пальце было от дьявола.
A ring upon the finger was from the devil. Who remembers that time?
Кто помнит радио в углу?
Who remember radio? It was from the devil. Who remember TV? It was the devil. How many of you remember? And this is for the older ones.
Штаны клёшем от сатаны.
Bell-bottom jeans were from the Satan. Some of you remember. There are some of you that remember this.
Дорогие мои.
Beloved.
Я могу
I can go on and on. Who remembers this? Drums were called the Satan. Do you know that in all these churches that had these doctrines, I know them personally. I had family and churches. And now, not only do they have drums, they no longer have the choir. And now where they said the doctrines from the podium, now there's a rock band. Now, you see, it's called evolution of religion. Now, TVs are from God because we watch good programs. A ring? You have to wear a ring so that everybody would know that you're married. Radio, who talks about radio? Nobody even watches it or listens to it. It's information. It's heavenly information. You know, if they would listen to themselves, they'd be confused in their own beliefs. Yesterday's doctrines, they would just lose themselves and say, what were we thinking? And I'm wondering, what is not from God right now? What is the devil now? Don't worry. They'll be there in 20 years. They'll eventually get there. Evolution, it's constantly moving. Evolving. You will no longer be here. You'll be in heaven, but they will search for signs, wonders, and miracles, and they will call God Daddy. It's funny. For you. But for some, it's not so funny. So,
ржать над этим можно весь вечер, потому что они
We can laugh over this thing for all day because they themselves don't understand the eternal confusion that they're in.
Только перевод Библии почитай, и уже у тебя
Just read a different translation of the Bible, the right translation of the Bible, and you 90% of your doctrinal things that you believe in, they will disappear.
То есть вся эта тема,
all of this message will disappear because you'll open up the scripture is written that is not a covering. It says that women that in Corinth they were participating in orgies and they're worshipping of false idols and they would shave their heads. That's why when these women would repent, they told them, cover their heads so that people would not think that they're still prostituting. They keep that on your head until your hair grows out. And when you read the original translation, you say, what, you all nuts? How many of you ever went into the temple of Diana and was involved in orgies and shaved your heads?
Хорошо, ладно.
Okay, let's move on. Forget about the Corinthians. But if you really look at history, that's exactly what happened.
Смотри.
That's not my message. So,
идем
let's
в тот момент, где
go into that moment
where
all of Israel
отвернулся от Бога.
Turned away from God.
Это был момент,
that was a moment
где
where
управляли Израилем священник Илий. Помните?
Eli was over the Israel, and he had his two sons.
Эти люди,
these people, including their father, the three of them, they were unclean, beginning with their father, ending with the sons, because the father was overweight, out of form. It is written that he could not even move, and he did not keep watch over his children.
Another thing,
the father was in control, and his children, deacons, did whatever they want.
Or,
so there is bishop, and then there are two deacons, or pastors, the children. So they did whatever they wanted. You know, it is written that over there it was the only place, the only temple where God said everyone come and worship me, all of Israel.
From all of
Israel would come together to that place to worship and bring offerings. So what happened? These people perverted the understanding of who really God is. They raped women right there at the entrance into the temple. They slept with them. They would steal, they would eat, and did whatever. They went kind of what we see in our churches today. It's all hidden, really, but if you really look on the inside, it's exactly what's happening. At encounters, at our encounter services, we have people confessing, and seriously, sometimes it's shocking to hear what is happening inside of certain churches. Some of you are so naive and say, what are you talking about? It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. You don't know anything. I say, you don't know anything.
Ты отца ничего не знаешь. You are the sheep that don't know anything because
information. This,
тебе бы стать сюда и съездить, где я езжу, и побывать.
Okay, what you need to do is you come with me and see and hear the things that I see and hear. And you'd get discouraged. Really, you would just say, that's it, God is not here. And church is just crap. I'm sorry. I understand that they will cut this out and use it. I'm not speaking about the Church of Christ. I'm talking about the one that's calling yourself the church. And it's not.
Я ничего не хочу делать, я никому не хочу поклоняться.
They say, that's it, I don't worship God anymore. Why? Because this tank is called religion went over him. They've talked, the brothers talked to
him. Some of
you вы need my information, you
know? Знаю, I don't know. Бог
will God will ever allow me
все, что творится, то, что
put out this information, everything that's happening,
шокирован.
You will be shocked.
Что
what happens in the churches?
Может, позволит,
maybe God will allow me, because you know what? I have a lot of information. It's like you'll get two different books out of it.
ну, я же хочу, чтобы ты жил.
But I want you to live.
То тебе плохо станет.
Because you feel real bad afterwards. So all of Israel
отвернулся.
Turned away from God.
Только потому, что
only because they would come,
жертвоприношение
bring the offerings,
этими людьми.
And
там
it would be perverted by those people.
Крали прямо
they
из,
would
написано,
steal
прямо из
the things. It was written
этого,
that they would take it while it was still
мясо
being prepared and cooked.
Не
it wasn't finished. They would just take it and eat it.
Мясо,
they would steal the fresh meat.
Людям было плевать на все. Они перечеркнули все святое. Мы сейчас живем в это время. Вот это то, что описано там, это сейчас.
Time. It's happening right now. And at the same time,
Samuel.
Baby Samuel is growing up. Amongst them, he's not even that noticeable. Samuel was being brought up where God started speaking.
Вот этот маленький Самуил, мы об Анне уже говорили, это был человек, рожденный в призвании, он был вымоленный у Бога, это был подарок самого Отца Небесного этой женщине, и она сделала этот подарок назад Богу. И Бог сказал, это мое, и там между этим всем рос Самуил. Человек, который в процессе всего не просто сделал что-то, написано через много лет, он обратил весь Израиль назад Богу. Восстановил жертвенники Бога. Он удалил всех валов и остав. Там четко написано, как он это все сделал. Он предал смерти все нечистое, все грязное. И написано, весь Израиль обратился назад к Богу. Дорогие, мы живем сейчас в поколении, где управляют Илий, Офни и Финеасы, которые оскверняют все святое. Дорогие мои, сколько сейчас слышишь церквей, пастор, ездил на миссионерскую поездку, бабу иметь.
all he did was sleep around with women there.
There's a church not far from us.
I'm not going to call names, name names. Themselves are shocked. And it's not just here. It happens everywhere. How many things that are hidden and never came out? Beloved, I am tired of living amongst these unclean individuals like Phineas and his brother. I am tired of living around the ones that speak against and dirty the name of God. If you are a rotten individual and you're sleeping around and doing dirty things, get off the podium. Do not dirty the name of God. I have a zeal in my heart against these things because I cannot look at it. I'm sorry if I try to preach without emotion. That's it. I lost it all just now. Because there are things that rip me apart from the inside. They have been placed there by God. What difference does it make how certain individuals make their church and what they do there? But I care about it because they call it God's church. If you're standing on this place, you have to be clean and righteous. If you are speaking something, you have to have anointing and fire of the Holy Spirit that changes lives of people.
But
those rotten individuals slept around, had sex, and went to missions and stole from the church, and at the same time sleeping around with women pretending he goes to missions, feels that rotten individuals stood in the church and would discommunicate other individuals because they confess that they slept around with someone. This church is not even far from us, a couple of miles from here. You're with me? Oh, look how quiet it is. Amen. How many things we are not aware of? Praise the Lord.
Because
I don't know. I don't even know if I'd be praying. I'd probably be crying out and weeping to God and just in intercession. It's all good. It's all good. No, they have a different one. It's okay. I'm not going to go there.
The show must go on.
All of Israel turned away from God and from the offerings because the ones that were watching over Israel, they were unclean and ungodly. Let's refresh our memory and go through this story. 1 Samuel chapter 2. 12. I understand you heard this story like a million times. Listen and see this story from a different side. With a heart of prophecy, that's what's happening right now, currently. And so when you will listen to this story, please receive this as a moment of reality currently that is happening right now. 1 Samuel 2:12. The sons of Eli were based and worthless. They did not know or regard the Lord. And the custom of the priests with the people was this. When any man offered sacrifice, a priest's servant came while the flesh was boiling with a flesh hook of three prongs in his hand. And he thrust it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot. All the flesh hook brought up, the priest took for himself. So they did this in Shiloh with all the Israelites who came there. Also, before they burned the fat, the priest's servant came and said to the man who sacrificed, "Give the priest meat to roast, for he will not accept boiled meat from you, but raw."
Он не возьмет у тебя вареное мясо, только сырое. Если человек говорил,
and if a man said to him, "Let them burn the fat first, and then you may take as much as you want," then the priest servant would say, "No, give it to me now. I will take it by force." So the sin of these two young men was very great before the Lord, for they despised the offering of the Lord.
Относились с презрением к приношениям Господу. Читаем дальше.
Let's read on. 22. We'll skip through a couple. It's written a little bit about Samuel. Let's move on. Now Eli was very old, and he heard all that his sons did to all Israel and how they lived with the women who serve at the door of the tent of meeting. And he said to them, "Why do you do such things?" He kind of wanted to, be a good father. "For I hear of your evil dealings from all the people. No, my sons, it is not good report which I hear the Lord's people spreading abroad." You know what Eli should have done? According to the law, he had to stone them.
по закону того времени,
that's what the law advised. He should have stoned these individuals, and everyone had to stone them, including the ones that they slept with.
Вот это была честь.
That was the honor, and I'm sure
Eli
would still have his anointing because he was righteous if he would do that, but he didn't.
Он сказал, от всего народа я слышал.
Now my sons, it is not a good report which I hear the Lord's people spreading abroad. If one man wrongs another, God will mediate for him. But if a man wrongs the Lord, who shall intercede for him? That's a wise saying. Yet they did not listen to their father, for it was the Lord's will to slay them.
И здесь такая маленькая
and here's a small scripture. Now the boy Samuel взрослел, grew and was in favор both with the Lord and with men. You know, amongst all this stuff, there's a small virus.
Virus
called Samuel. Beloved, this small Samuel, this is what religion is afraid of right now. Because this Samuel will testify of the death that's coming to this whole structure. And he will witness be a testimony of a rising up of a new generation. Beloved, no matter where I go right now, no matter where I be all over the world, wherever I speak to, do you know how many Samuels are rising up all over? Simple men, women, small groups, but they already have the heart of a lion, of an eagle. There's not a lot of them, but they already are forming. Their hearts are being formed. Beloved, do you know what? I am shocked. When I come, you know, I receive more than I give, because I see the fruit and result of our prayers, of our preaching, of our messages, the work that we do here that comes out over there, all over the world, through this web stream, all over the world, spreads out. And beloved, we see what is happening, and I'm so thankful to God. Beloved, listen to me very carefully. I'm so very happy. Samuels are rising up. Beloved, we will see the new day. Even in our days, we will still be alive. We will see it. We will see the destruction of this horrible, demonic, religious structure. We will see the destruction of slavery. We will see the exit into the spirit of freedom of our people. I will see it. I pray to God about it, to see it with my own eyes. I don't know how much we're going to continue paying this price, but it's going to happen. So you transform into the things that you see, the things that you hear, what you feel, you experience.
И по страшному состоянию церкви наших
and
дней,
according to the horrible condition of the church of our days, we clearly see who is controlling it all.
Ты смотри,
you
во что преобразилась церковь.
Into what church transformed
скажи мне, где
into.
Сейчас
tell me, where,
настоящие молитвы?
Where are the true prayers right now? We're not talking about whispers of three grandmas. I'm talking about prayers.
Где
where
настоящие огненные проповеди?
Fiery
служения,
messages?
Никто
where
не
are those services
где
where no one wants to leave? Where are the deliverances, где? The movements?
Скажешь,
where?
Ну,
you'll say, well, there are some places,
вот
and they consider to be satanic. And you understand, according to the desolation level, and that is, they went to sleep so quietly, took so long, took so many years. It happened subconsciously, and no one even noticed it. For them, in their consciousness, it's all good. But when man comes into God, into new, into fresh, into God that is today, he is shocked by the structure that he sees around himself upon this earth. And beloved, someone has to rise up. Beloved, I'll say this one radical thing. Someone has to lay their lives as sacrifice to become the one that will form the next generation. Because, beloved, I tell you this, those that form the generation, all of them will have, I'll say this, a probably hard life. Life that no one will accept them. They will be talked bad about. But listen, we really don't care about gossip. Seriously. Oh, you think it's painful. Oh, this is so painful. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ты понимаешь, Бог мой.
You understand?
Новости ОБС. Одна баба сказала, знаете,
news
да? Новости ОБС.
From this grandma
вот
to that grandma. It doesn't matter.
Свои, знаете, вот
and people build their ministries according to what gossip that's spread out.
Просто там группка пошушукала.
What happened is some sort of group just gossip. Did you hear, grandma, what this guy said? What did that guy say? Nobody even knows, so they just make up stuff. That's how life is.
Какая разница? Не нужно далеко идти. Плоды сами говорят за себя. Поэтому моя мечта всегда была, чтобы поднять личности и ходить в славе Бога.
That walk in the glory of God, and the following generation will look at them and will transform into the worshippers of God.
This is it. To see the worshippers of God, you don't need to talk about worship. You have to be the worshipper. Beloved, you don't need to. Some people from podiums, from Bible colleges, they speak about movements of heaven and all these things. It's not moving because you're not in the movement. You're teaching and you're not in it yourself. You're talking about prayer and you're not in praying yourself. You have great ideas, but you're not in it. You're in compromise. He has great speech, but actions speak otherwise. This is an impartation of spiritual DNA. It's formation of the following or next generation. 1 Samuel 7, chapter 7.
Это уже во власти находится Самуил.
Samuel is governing Israel. We're skipping through some chapters, and we will go into area where all those unclean individuals were no longer alive. The sons were dead. Eli fell off a chair and broke his neck. So they had these deaths that they were not deaths of the holy. And so God was cleaning out the DNA. You notice what God did here?
I
want to read it, but you'll remember when a prophet came, remember a prophet came to Eli, and he told him, not only am I moving you away, but because of what you were doing, I'm getting rid of all your generation, all your family members.
He says,
I said that your family line will minister and serve me till the end. And God says, I am changing my opinion. You know, I tell you this. In the Bible, God only changed his opinion a couple of times. And when he changes his opinion, it's a serious business. Because God usually does not change his opinion. And then he says, you know what? I am changing my opinion.
It will be joyful for you if
someone from the line of Samuel they will be accepted in the line of Samuel. He says, that's it. I am moving your line away. All this DNA. Beloved, you know what God does? God moves that DNA away right now. Some people say, we will resurrect the church. No, I tell you, run away from it. That is a horrible DNA that is not able.
It was Lucifer'ом.
Made that way by Lucifer not to live.
Дорогие мои, я тебе скажу, это духовным ДНК Люцифером было выведено генетически слепое, тупое, которое они назвали церковью. Оно не может двигаться и пробуждению не подлежит. Нам нужно
реформация.
Бог сейчас поднимает новое ДНК.
God right now is raising up a new DNA, and this new DNA is different. Oh, I see. Individuals, they make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes, of course. No one started walking the very first try. Yeah, sometimes they do certain things and they complain and say other things that are wrong. Don't worry. They have righteous hearts. God chose them. God, Holy Spirit will correct them. But you know what I like in these guys?
Они не поддаются никакому человеческому руконаложительству.
They do not go under other men's opinion or their laying on of hands. Yes, they might have downfalls and mistakes, but the Holy Spirit will teach them. And they said, the Holy Spirit will teach them all things. At the end of it all, they will go through all these mistakes or whatever, and other things that flares that they might get while they're still spiritual babies. But men's hands will not be laid upon them. These stones will not be chiseled. We've talked about this before.
Can be in
the service and ministry with me. And God knows how to chisel you right. You don't need, I don't need any man. You don't need man. You know what? You can learn from God. You know how it says that first you've got to pull out this from your eye, then if you see a splinter, first deal with yourself. So let's all just relax.
So,
1 Samuel 7. Let's move on. This is Samuel's ministry. Beloved, Samuel's service looked completely different than Eli and his sons. Look. So the men of Kiriath-Jearim came and took the ark of the Lord and brought it to the house of
Abinadab on the hill and consecrated Eleazar, his son, to have the charge of the Ark of the Lord. And the Ark remained in Kiriath-Jearim a very long time, nearly 100 years through Samuel's entire judgeship, Saul's reign, and well into David's when it was brought to Jerusalem. For it was 20 years before the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. It doesn't happen within a year. Stop searching for a quick way out and say, tomorrow we're going to pray and it's going to change. No, sometimes it takes time. If you want real fruit, you need a minimum of 20 years of toiling, really a real work. If you really look at it, we're only 8 years old here, 8.5 for our center here.
And if you look at the center,
then we really minimum need about 12 years. But we don't know where God started counting. Maybe Reformation just started a couple years ago, I don't know. But beloved, we have to get ready till the end of our lives to dedicate ourselves to God like Samuel. So at the end of our life, many years went by.
20.
About 20 years.
И обратился
and the
весь
house
дом Израиля
of Israel
Господу.
Lamented after the Lord.
Wow.
And turned to the Lord.
Вот меня, дорогие,
this,
вот эти места, они меня будут
these are the scriptures
знаете
that
почему?
I love reading.
Оказывается,
you know what? Apparently, it is possible to turn the generation. Apparently, it is possible to turn our children back to God. Apparently, it is possible to stop lying and really truthfully live. And our children will not sit somewhere in the back row do stupid, dirty things. And when they're 18 years old, they will run away from the church. No, they will be captivated by heaven and by God. They will have an honor on the hearts of their father and they live truthfully. I believe that it is possible to change. And not like us. Looking at our forefathers and our fathers, oh Lord, have mercy. Our children have to look at us and say, oh Lord, I wish I'd be like my father and like my mother. Lord, I wish to be like that. For my heart to experience Jesus like that as well. This is what I care about, church. Verse 3. Then Samuel said to all the house of Israel, if you are returning, I love Samuel, what he's saying here. He says, if you are returning to the Lord with all your heart, then put away the foreign gods and the Ashtaroth, female deities, from among you, and direct your hearts to the Lord and serve him, and he will deliver you out of the hand of Philistines. So the Israelites put away the Baals and Ashtaroth and serve the Lord only.
Вот оно, дорогие мои.
This is it, beloved. This is the dream. This is true.
Когда смотришь на Саула, мы уже говорили с ним, вокруг этого человека не было ни одного чемпиона. Знаете, меня всегда удивляет пастор. Слушайте меня внимательно. Лидеры, около которых нет
by pastors or leaders that are not surrounded by people of honor. I'm repeating it over there. I am amazed by churches that are among their pastors. The pastors are not surrounded by anyone who's good. They're surrounded by liars and hypocrites.
Вы знаете, когда я читаю о Сауле,
you know, when I read about Saul, there was not a single one.
Нужно было посылать всегда пророка, чтобы
the prophet would always be sent to Saul so that he could be corrected in certain things that he did wrong. Saul was never surrounded by anyone who was righteous and turned around and said, you know what?
По-моему, мы что-то не
apparently we're doing something wrong. Everyone was saying, yes, amen, brother pastor, amen. So good.
Он избрал вокруг себя вот такие.
He surrounded himself with people
такие,
that were just like him and,
like,
and the ones that were like David.
Потому
he would chase after them till death.
Нечестивое.
Because he has an unclean heart. This is the generation where we see right now. We are living in this breaking point between generation Saul and David. Phineas with his brother and his father Eli or Samuel. This is where we live.
Почему вокруг Саула не было никого? Потому
why
что это было отражение
Saul was never surrounded by anybody.
С Давидом та же история.
Same story with David.
В обратную сторону. Вокруг этого человека.
He was surrounded.
Ему можно было еще выбирать.
He could pick and choose. Be a volunteer who's going to go with him. As soon as the battle would rise up, a man would rise up and say, that's it, I'm going with you, David. Why? Because David was like that. He could say, you guys, you don't have to. I can handle myself. But he was surrounded by strong men. David was surrounded by people, his counselors. They would tell him straight in the face.
разворачивались и говорили: Давид,
they would turn around and say, David, you shouldn't be counting Israel.
У него были люди чести. Знаете почему? Потому что Давид был
человеком чести.
Я хочу задать тебе вопрос. У тебя есть хотя бы один, который скажет тебе, что ты не прав?
Around you that will tell you that you're wrong.
Могут комфортно быть люди и говорить тебе правду.
People be around you and in comfort tell you the truth.
Если нет,
if no, you should really think about it. All of you think about it over there as well.
Лидера,
if you're in
скажешь,
position of a leader, you say,
идет,
I don't have a home group, nobody's
может,
going in, nothing's happening, nobody wants anything. What? You just gave me your resume.
Ты только что рассказал мне резюме свое, вокруг тебя только такие комфортные Обычно, знаете, молчание это.
Apparently, you know what silence is? Silence.
А что, так
says можно? That you guys agree. Do people actually pray like that? I was kidding. Apparently, bullseye. No, sometimes my prophetic gift shows up all of a sudden.
Что-нибудь пророчество и сам не понимаю.
Sometimes I prophesy, I don't even understand what.
Пробуждение приди. Только я не.
Revival come, but I'm not going to do anything. I'm busy.
Пробуждение очень занят. Я сегодня
не могу. I'm so busy. I gotta eat today, then I have a good night's rest. But you still come revival.
Мы не хотим снять себе все. Мы не хотим оставить все.
We don't want to leave everything behind. And everyone behind.
Сказать, Бог, я готов. Скажи мне, что делать.
Just say, Lord, I'm ready.
На эту молитву ответ придет.
And believe me, the answer will come quite quick to this prayer.
Сказал,
when I told God,
дорогие мои, слушайте,
Lord,
я до сих пор не сделал все, что он мне тогда сказал.
Listen, I am still doing. I have yet to catch up to things he told me to do. He told me,
я до сих пор делаю по тому списку,
according,
according
to that list that he gave me in the beginning, just a couple of things. I'm still in there. I'm not finished with it.
Ну, дорогая семья,
beloved
я
family,
в любом случае не укоряю, я просто, вы знаете,
I'm not
я
making fun or picking or whatever, I'm just a truthful individual who say the truth, I'll say this, beloved.
Let's я понимаю, что Бог дал каждому свою миссию,
I understand that God gave everyone their mission and their position, and of course you cannot come out of your position and try to do something else, but I tell you, beloved, our reformation starts with three people that are around us.
My reformation started with my house.
I was there, my wife was there, and my children. That's where we spoke the truth. That's where
her and me were
speaking. This is where I wasn't pretending before her. She saw my heart when I would shut myself in the room and sit there by day, praying to God. You know, we need to stop playing roles in front of other family members. Our wives and husbands have to see our heart before the Lord. First of all, they're around us. The ones that are around us, they have to see how truthful you are.
Уважают ли тебя домашние твои? Вот.
Does your family household
понимаю, там есть по религиозной сфере.
I understand there's some religious issues and things whatever with other families. But I'm saying the ones that you consider your part, do they honor you? Does your home group honor you? Or the people that work with you? Or your boss?
Или он тебе что скажет, там подмазать.
Or whatever he tells you, you just lies, you do this and that, bad things. It's all good, but the boss said to do so.
Ругаешься, начальник. Начальник сказал.
The boss said so.
Ты меня ужаешь. Хорошо.
Okay.
Поэтому вокруг каждого из нас церковь.
That is why every one of us will be surrounded by those that are a reflection of us. If we will want to change someone or change our surroundings, I'll tell you this. It is impossible to change your surroundings. You know why? Because your surrounding is you. But as soon as you change yourself, you will notice that everything around you will change. Some of you, recently, maybe 2-3 years ago, you were sitting in a completely different surrounding, isn't it so? Completely different. But now, tell me, why?
Why you're
surrounded by good people right now? Tell me, because I decided, no, your heart changed. And as soon as your heart changed, you feel discomfort over there and comfort in this surrounding. That is why amongst people of honor, before you were sitting amongst alcoholics and whatever, people that would swear like sailors,
с пивом. Раньше у тебя там тусовка была. Но сейчас ты понимаешь, что тебе это даже отвратит. И тебе этот запах даже
перегара.
Аж в прошлое попал как-то.
If you smell it, it's like as if you're going back into past. And you say, no, it's not mine. But before it was awesome. Music, beer, party.
Русская дебильная эстрада.
Russian crazy music.
Ее только можно слушать в пьяном состоянии.
You can only listen to it when you're drunk.
Когда трезвый, ты не понимаешь.
Because when you are sober, you don't understand. What the heck are they singing? I don't believe you.
Некоторые из вас знают эту песню.
Some of you know that song. It's stuck in my brain.
По одной из причин.
There's one particular reason why.
Мы же с вами нормальные люди.
We're normal people.
Пошутить тоже можно.
We can joke.
Аминь, пастор, это истина.
Amen, pastor, that's the truth.
Но сейчас
but right now,
ты находишь себя.
You find yourself.
И в твоей машине не играет больше хрень какая-то. Теперь ты веришь.
Now you believe.
И ты не можешь слушать песни, я тебе не верю.
Listen to songs and say, I don't believe you. You say, I believe you.
И у тебя такие песни. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
У тебя даже, у тебя машина прозрела.
Your car received a revelation. Your speakers have been made holy.
City player
started singing right song. And now you're all righteous. Why? Not because I said, I'm changing my surroundings. No, you said, that's it, I'm changing myself. And as soon as you change yourself, your surrounding said, you know what, you're no longer interesting. You're boring.
Не пьешь,
you don't
не
drink,
куришь,
you don't smoke, you don't watch pornography,
you
can't go hang out anywhere with you, smoke this, do stupid
слушай,
stuff,
ну все,
you're
давай,
boring,
увидимся.
Bye-bye, we'll see
you.
They go and search for their surroundings, and you have your own, isn't that so?
Okay.
So if you find yourself in a religious surrounding, think of why. If you find yourself amongst gossipers and hypocrites, ask yourself why, seriously. Of course, we can laugh about it, but for me,
и мне Иисус сказал, я
когда-то
давно еще, говорю,
many, many years ago, I said, God, why am I surrounded by traitors?
И была тишина на небе на полчаса.
And it was quiet in heaven, silence in heaven for half an hour.
Знаете, я так рационально подумал,
I was rationally rationalizing this, and I thought I treated a couple of people myself.
Знаете, нам иногда просто послать.
No, sometimes you want to send people away because they're not your friends, and they all left.
Ну написано же.
But it is written.
Учеников послать надо.
You need to be sent by God. When I had my first church, I sent some people away. They're still walking around somewhere. I think it's funny for some reason. I don't know why.
So,
I think I'm finishing up. We can only be surrounded by people that are just like us. And as we change, the surroundings will change. I'm asking God to raise up Samuels. Samuels in the earth. It's my prayer. It's my cry to God. I'm in a season where I can't pray about champions, people of power, people are anointed or called by God. I believe that this category of people is being raised up right now, the ones that will completely surrender their life to God. When I gave my life fully to God, honestly, from the heart. You know, because people ask questions, you know, what would happen to me if I begin to speak the truth? I just want to comfort you and say, you know what, it's not that bad. I made a decision and... But I've obtained a lot of great real friends. If I would, come to a certain place, there's people that just love me. It's not about even loving me. It's just they fell in love with the heart that is full of God. And we're just sitting across from each other and talking, and it feels like we know each other forever. my dear family of God, whatever it takes, people have to rise up, the ones that are willing to even surrender and give their life for this cause. There's people need to rise up, the ones that will speak the truth, will raise up the bar and the standard of truth and honor. And that's exactly what my prayer is today. This is what I see. This is what I feel inside. This is what I hear. Wherever I go, I'm in a different phase right now. I know that I'm not young, but I'm not old. I'm like middle age right now. Almost 40. For me, 40 is enough to understand what I need to do. I understand that I want to give my life as a living sacrifice for my generation. I want to sacrifice myself for my generation. I really want to stand in the gap for my children, not just my own children, for our children. I just want to do it. I have a big urge. I'm compelled to do whatever it takes. I want to give my life for this cause. You know, let people talk and let all of the gossip come against me. I don't care. I just want to give my children the blessing. You know, and it doesn't matter what they say, because there's nothing else, nothing more they could really say. I think just about now they've said everything they could say. So my prayer in these last days is I'm crying out to God. Not in the multitudes, not about a global ministry. No, I'm not praying about an extraordinary anointing. I'm not thinking about that. Right now, I'm thinking, God, I understand that one, me alone cannot accomplish much. That is why I focus my prayer on God to raise up individuals, strong people that will, so that we can do this together. You know, people that will step into an agreement and do this together. So it's like I have a new download from God and the stirring of the Spirit to pray in such a way. You know, alone I cannot accomplish much, and that's why I keep believing that champions will rise up in many nations. I believe when I leave this earth, I will see it with my own eyes, a change. I'm optimistic, and I'm not saying that 1 or 2 or 5 years from now we will see it. I understand churches are being born right now, but there must be a formation of a new generation. People need to begin to look for God. They have to go, you know, there must be an injection of God into the DNA of the church, where the purity and holiness and righteousness is and truth is back in the church. I don't believe in multitudes of just people just sitting and not doing anything. I believe in laborers in the church, people that are willing to do something.
I made a
promise to myself that this next generation is not going to inherit just all the bad things that are happening right now in the church. They will not. And I will make sure of that. Whatever it takes to see God in my generation, to see people that are uncompromisingly righteous, people that are embracing the Holy Spirit and the power and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. I believe in that generation. Let us rise up.